Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to have our good buddy Dr. Bert Folsom back on the show. Burton is a professor of history at Hillsdale College. He's the author of so many important books, including The Myth of the Robber Barons, and also his new book is called New Deal or Raw Deal, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America, Still Damaging America, according to Bert in his book. Bert Folsom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Thank you for making another Labor Day appearance. You've taught me
more.
We've
done a lot of them in our time, haven't we?
We've done most of them. That's exactly right. You've been a great abiding supporter of mine and all the things that small business owners that we do and folks. Bert's an original member. He's a founding member of the Brain Trust all the way back to 99. I'm sorry, 98. Bert,
yeah.
It's Labor Day. What are your thoughts about Labor Day?
Well, I think on Labor Day, there are a lot of people who do labor, and it's a shame that Labor Day has fallen into the hands of the unions. It's more than that. It's bigger than that, and I like your suggestion of Entrepreneur Day.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs ought to be included, but maybe we ought to have a separate Entrepreneur Week or Day.
Well, as you know, I recommended we have a separate day, a national holiday, in support of entrepreneurs and small business owners. But, Bert, it needs to be on a Sunday because that way there's no extra payroll.
Exactly. You can't. You hit the essence. Not only do we need to recognize the contributions of entrepreneurs, indispensable contributions, but also that by giving various days, you take away the opportunities for entrepreneurs to do what they like to do.
That's exactly
create
right.
And the Sunday in August, as I recall, in August.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it should be in August because that's when the politicians are home. They get to come see us. And it needs to be on a Sunday because that way we take a day, we get a day off, we get our employees a day off because it's a national holiday, but it doesn't cost us anything. There's never, as far as I know, there's never been a holiday proposed on Sunday. And the reason I say Sunday is just because why would you, you're not helping a small business owner if you give them their day, but then they have to pay for everybody else to be off.
Exactly. The essence, what is essentially missed is that when entrepreneurs are doing what they do best, they're creating and marketing products that sometimes we don't even know we want.
Right.
And when they do that, they're creating jobs. They're making America the premier economic and industrial country in the world. And laborers, important as they are, they come then. They're a byproduct of the success of the entrepreneurs. Without the entrepreneur, the laborer either would not have a job or it would be in
there is no. There is no quandary about the chicken or egg on this case, right? The egg
exactly.
is the job that's created by the business owner. But that's not. I don't want anybody to think that you and I are minimizing labor because we're not. And because I don't know what I mean. I couldn't operate my business all by myself. I did it once, but I've grown, so I need employees, and I'm very happy for them to be working for me. And so I agree. I mean, I have. I'm not going to fly against 120 years of history of celebrating Labor Day. I'm glad for that, but it just seems there's a little inequity between the celebration of labor and the celebration of the labor creators, the job creators, I should say.
Well, you are correct, and the importance. Some of the best writing and thinking has been done by entrepreneurs who thought, how do you delegate and how do you get the best out of your workforce?
Mm-hmm.
How do you get your workers to be motivated, to be successful on their jobs, to be highly paid? You're talking about recently about Henry Ford with your last guest.
Right.
Ford, at least in part, had that figured out.
Right. Oh, yeah. Now, he was a throwback. I mean, he was a pioneer in terms of workers' rights and compensation and good working conditions, wasn't he?
He was. People sometimes think, well, the reason you have 8-hour days as opposed to 12-hour days is because of unions. It's because Henry Ford and others realized that people, workers, are more productive, they're happier, they're more effective on their job when they're working 8-hour days rather than 12-hour days.
And that was kind of the
pay up too.
That was kind of what he did was a little bit like what Adam Smith termed the invisible hand. I mean, working for his own benefit. He was starting his business, running his business. A lot of his reasons for doing what he did was for his own benefit, but society benefited from that. And I think a lot of times today we take for granted, or we don't appreciate the invisible hand effect when business owners, when job creators do things for their own purposes. It benefits other people. And we're seeing that these days in the marketplace, in a lot of different places. We're going to take a quick break, 20 till, right back with Bert Folsom after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.